A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. ACCAP 21 is what it's called, and that's the Army Aboriginal Community Assistance Program. And happening in Pompera at the moment, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Major Greg Stannard, is the officer in charge, and also he's got with him Lance Corporal Anthony Curtis, plan operator there, and also Private Melanie Norris, who's an Army medical technician. On the line, very good morning to you three. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor.
Hi.
Good
morning.
Thanks for having us on. We're great, thanks.
No, great. Fantastic. Thank you for coming to the program. Daily program, what you guys are doing, Army Aboriginal Community Assistance Program. I'll start with you, Major Greg. What do you guys do? How does it work? And how long you been doing it? And great to have First Nation soldiers at the table, so to speak.
Yeah, sure. So the program has run annually since 1997. It's a joint program where Army and National Indigenous agency put together a project for a remote community each year, and it varies right across Australia where it's delivered, and being delivered in Pompera. There's a range of effects being delivered here covering construction, mm-hmm. health and vocational training.
And so with the First Nation continuance there, are they soldiers as such? Are they signed up as soldiers? Or how does that work?
So the contingent here are all soldiers from around the country, mostly out of an engineering unit there and health unit provide most of the personnel for the group here. And we're working closely with the 51st Far North Queensland Regiment here.
Yes.
They have soldiers on the ground. And, yeah, the contingent with 51 work in with members of the community here across all the activities that are being delivered.
So it's a employment base. They're employed as such, and then they get trades from that employment. Is that right?
So the focus is to improve the health and infrastructure in the community.
Okay.
And as part of that, we deliver infrastructure in various ways through the community, project management, delivering an independent living facility here, and a subdivision being done at each end of town, then a men's shed. Mm. And then for that, there is a training team that is delivering vocational training, and that's tailored for ongoing work in the community and
And are we talking male and females, Major Greg?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So the catering team here especially have had plenty of females gaining from the training delivered there. And the construction and maintenance group have had the chance working with them down on that aspect.
Fantastic. Speaking of women, let's bring Private Melanie Norris to the table and have a yarn regarding the Army Medical Technician. A very good morning, Melanie. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Yeah, good, sister, good. Now, tell us about your role and what you do as an Army medical technician and how long you've been doing this role and how you find in the program.
Yeah, so I've been a medic in the Army for just coming up to 6 years now. I've been very lucky to come up here on ACAP. Mm. The health team, we've been able to do a We've worked in with the school. We've gotten to work in with the health centre here.
Yes.
And had a little bit there. We've also done a little bit of work with the women's shelter as well, which is...
Because girls can do anything, and you're showing that by being at the table and 6 years in the job. It's inspiring for our deadly sisters out there.
Yeah. I got to meet it. 51 Far North Queensland, went to that service, and we ran a little bit of training with them in first aid and tactical care for combat capacity as well.
Yes.
It was excellent to talk to them and hear their experiences.
To Delhi. And where do you stem from, Melanie?
So I'm from Brisbane.
Okay, Rodia, fantastic.
Yeah.
To Delhi. Girls can do anything, is what I always say, yep. We'll bring Lance Corporal Anthony Curtis to the table, plan operator. A very good morning, Anthony. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So tell us about your role as a plan operator and how long you've been involved with this daily program.
Yep. So as a plan operator, just basically on this ACAT, we've done all the earthwork for both the subdivisions and also for the men's shed.
Yes.
This is my first year and in a plan operator role, and then, so I've been pretty lucky to be able to come up and participate in this in the program.
Good, fantastic. We have the First Nations soldiers at the table. The aspiration for a career pathway is what I'm picking up, and we're finding that our soldiers, men and women, our First Nations soldiers, are looking at this opportunity, grabbing the bulls with both horns.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good opportunity for the construction get to practice sort of industry skills as well as leave a legacy as well, which will be enjoyed by the community. So it's really good.
Yeah, fantastic. And look, nothing beats working on country, and that's what the mob are doing there with this fantastic ACAP program. Major Greg, back to you. In regards to the training, did they do army training as well in regarding weapons and what have you?
There's no weapons training here. The training is focused on the skills that we bring to community that will enhance their abilities here and give them employment opportunities after that.
Sure, sure. Do you find that, have you found that any of the participants want to become soldiers or look at it as a career path 5-10 years down the track?
Yeah, there have been a few people interested and
yes.
asked positions that might be available and what the career looks like. Yeah, so it's good to see that interest.
Yeah, well, I see like a three-pronged spear here in regarding, like I said, nurturing these young ones, working on in their community, working on country, job ready, so to speak, but also possibility of career pathways.
Yeah, for sure. We really hope that they get a lot out of that. There's been really good take-up on the training that we've delivered. We've seen some really positive outcomes there. And as I said, some people interested in careers in defence and also with the training that we've
yes.
provided. We actually have gone into a job from their time here already. So we've
fantastic. So it's a nice pathway. Just to confirm again, a CAP goes across the whole of Cape York and to all the other Aboriginal communities, is that right?
Yeah, ACAP goes to a selected community each year. And... yeah, it ranges right across Australia it's spread from you. And, it's been in Far North 5 times.
Yeah, exactly. And, look, it's also like a bridge builder as well when you've got non-Indigenous soldiers working with our mob. It's a nice bridge builder. It's an education bridge as well. So it's a fantastic opportunity for all involved, really.
Yeah, definitely. Educational, but also just catching up with them, relating with them daily.
Yes.
Just as we're going about town, you know, just engaging with the community in a whole range of ways has brought people on both sides.
Yes.
A lot from the experience. Really beneficial.
I'm picking up probably also a platform for younger ones, teenagers and what have you. Seeing their elders working in the space, it could lift their heads up in regarding their future as well.
Yeah, for sure. There's been a lot of activity at the school with
good.
Our teams here, but with the health team, and the kids have just loved the interactions.
Yes.
And there's been a lot of inspiration born from that, and really good to see that influence. And the school does great work with them, and it's been really good working in with the activities they have there.
Good. Major Greg, when you get to a community like Pomperau, how long are you posted there for?
So we arrived here late May, spent a couple of weeks building our camp, and we're now at week 11, so it'll be 12 weeks on the ground here that the whole contingent has been here delivering the project. So,
So with soldiers like Lance Corporal Anthony and Private Melanie, they get time off. They get like, is it like 2 weeks on, 1 week off, home, or do they stay put for the whole 12 weeks?
While we're here, and there's a job to be done, we stick at it.
Yes.
There is usually a chance to get away and take a break, but
sure.
This year, just due to COVID.
Yeah, yeah, true too. The world we live in.
The mess that
Now, look, at Fan Sans Fan says ACAP is up and running. Fantastic, been running for 24 years. ACAP 21 is the conversation here at the moment in Pomperow. Love the work that you guys are doing. Thank you very much for sharing. All the best to you, Private Melanie, Lance Corporal Anthony, and also Major Greg. Thank you so very much for sharing.
Thanks for having us on.
Thank you.
And big shout out to the Pomperow mob and Too Deadly, you mob. And thanks. We'll talk soon. You take care, you mob.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. Major Greg Stenard is the officer in charge for ACAP 21. And also Lance Corporal Anthony Curtis, a plan operator with the 6th Engineer Support Regiment. And also Private Melanie Norris is an Army medical technician with the 1st Close Health Battalion. And working in Pomperow, big shout out to your mob there in Pomperow, a fantastic opportunity. ACAP work across the Cape and work with all our First Nation Aboriginal communities. And it's a great, like I said, great bridge builder. It's a career pathway, job-ready opportunity, but also looking at going further and becoming an officer or becoming a soldier in the Army, in the forces. Too deadly, mob. Have your say, yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.